You know, one of my favorite calls is one that we made just recently that we made to Gail. It was a call we made to Gail, whose mother set her up on a dirty Friday.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. It seems that her daughter really wanted a job badly.
Oh, you betcha.
And we called up with some very, very hideous news for her.
And an idea of another kind of job.
What I love, I love families that kick a person when they're down. Now,
oh, man.
If your old mom called up.
And nobody can kick you like a family member.
I want you to sting my daughter this morning. Her name is Gail.
So Gail's mom is trying to sting her on Dirty Friday?
Yeah, it says Gail's been unemployed for a while.
Yeah.
She has a chance to get a really good job. I guess she's been to a few job interviews. They sent her for the tests that they do for the company. Apparently the company that's hiring her has drug tests.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. And Gail thinks she has this job. She's hyped. She's excited. And it pays some pretty big bucks, too.
Looking forward to finally being among the ranks of the employed here
yep.
in the Bay Area.
So we're going to have fun with her this morning.
All right, calling Gail
on Dirty Friday.
So actually, filling a couple of themes here on Dirty Friday, kicking somebody when they're down and always stinging the ones you love.
Absolutely.
Gail's mom here is setting her up.
Hello?
Good morning. Is Gail, please?
This is Gail.
Hi, Gail. How are you? I'm calling. This is Michael Rochert's calling from the...
Oh, hi.
And I'm calling in reference to the test that you you came in to complete earlier on this month.
Right, for the job.
Yeah. Gail, I'm very disturbed by the results here.
What do you mean?
And I'll be forwarding these in to the company.
What's wrong with the results?
Well, the results that we've come up with indicate... a very, very high drug use.
What? You completely got my test results mixed up with someone else's. I don't do drugs.
Now,
I don't do drugs. There's been a mistake.
Gail, you can sing the same old sob story that I've heard from a number
it's
of other people who failed these drug tests.
Drugs. There's been a mistake.
They're 100% accurate, and we will be forwarding this to the company.
You don't understand. You have to have the wrong results. I don't do drugs. I'm completely clean.
By law, Gail, I have to call you to inform you this, and that's basically the only thing I...
Can I retake them or something? Because you're wrong. I'm not saying I have never touched drugs in my life, but it has been more than 6 months.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, now you see, Gail, just by telling me that, you automatically fail the test.
No. I mean, you know, every kid experiments. That was a long time ago. You can't blame me for something that happened a long time ago.
Well,
you have to have the wrong results.
No, look, ma'am.
Or let me retake them. I'll retake them.
No, you cannot retake them. The company only hires us for the one test. It's the company's...
I'll do anything. I need this job. I need this job. I have been unemployed for 6 months now. This is a really good job. I will retake it. I will pass. But if you deny me this, I'm going to lose this job. What do I need to do?
Well,
I'll go down there. Do you want me to go down there in person?
Well, you see, Gail, it doesn't really matter because they employ us to do one test, and we've got the results, and we just hand those over to the company.
But you could do another test. You could do this for me.
No, Gail.
Is there anything I can do that you'll give me another test?
Like what? What are you referring to? What do you want? What do you mean, anything I can do?
I don't know. Are you married? I could take you out to lunch or something, or you know, anything.
Or what? Anything.
I'll do anything to get this retaken. Anything. You know, we could go out and, you know, maybe have a couple drinks or something. You know, I could, I'll do anything. I'll do anything. You want me to, do you want to, I'll sleep with you. I'll do anything you want.
Well, Gail,
you want to meet me somewhere? We could get a motel.
Gail, what I'll tell you is, your mother called us this morning. This is Lamont Antonelli from KSJ.